Hello and what's good, Nuggets Nation, and welcome to another episode of the Dig in Denver podcast, a podcast for the people, by the people. Just coming off this big win against the Lakers tonight, decided to get a quick little pod in by myself. Logan ain't going to be joining us as he is on spring break and enjoying himself, so make sure to get at him and tell him what's up. Decided to get a little solo pod in by myself tonight and talk a little bit about tonight's 101-129 win over the Los Angeles Lakers. So, let's dig in, Denver.
Look, the real is back, the veil is back. Flow bananas here, peel is back. And what you'll find is, your highness could paint a picture that's vivid enough to cure blindness. Carolina's finest, you knew that already. In terms of the greatest, I proved that already. And if you would like, I'd do it twice. I
just and with tonight's win, the Denver Nuggets have the number one rated offense since January of 2017. And it was on full display tonight. There's some really, really pretty things going on, but more than just the offense that I was impressed with, at least, was the defense again. Coach Malone was quoted saying after the game about how great of a defensive stretch that the boys have been having lately. And it's been showing, and it's true. These guys are a lot more active. They're a lot more vocal. They're talking. They're moving. And their footwork, their pre-movements on defense. What I'm talking about is the defensive positioning that they're putting themselves in before the play is being made. So before somebody's dribbling or before somebody's passing, these guys are getting ready for those lanes. They're prepping themselves to make sure to be in the best possible defensive position, which the Nuggets have struggled with all year long. Communication, energy. And if you've listened to this podcast at all, and then especially, I believe, last week's episode, we really talked about how it just needs to be a motivation and a determination for each player to really decide to step up in defense and really, really come out big. That's a really big part in that defense, and just having that defensive mindset of I want to be good, I want to get this stop, and I want to make sure that I make this guy's, whoever I'm guarding, his night tough. So, you know, more than just the defense, more than just the offense, to say there's some really good defensive stuff and very impressive. So that was really nice to see. But yeah, moving on a little bit from that, go into a little bit about the nugget of the night for sure, and that's going to be Will Barton. Man, he had a killer game tonight. Very impressive offensive scoring ability, of course, that the guy always has. He went off tonight for 22 points in 30 minutes, 6 assists, and a couple of rebounds as well. He was shooting 7 from 12 from the field, which is really nice. He even had a block and a steal as well. So he really lit up the entire box score. It was nice to see him get out of a little bit of a slump that he's been in. And Will Barton is the firecracker off our bench. There's no denying that. And that's always been a well-established thing with the Nuggets. The one thing that I have that's concerning, I mean, it's great. Malone said after the game as well, you know, it was huge. We needed that from Barton. And I agree, because he's going to become clutch to us, especially down the stretch, if we make these playoffs. You know, we got to keep playing this way and especially having this defensive mindset to get there. But I mean, man, it's looking really good right now. And it's been nice to see the boys string together a couple of really impressive wins, especially with the defensive showing. And then, you know, now obviously our offense has been clicking. So that's nothing new. But with Barton, he has that dynamic scoring off the bench. If things get stagnant, he has the ability to really go in there and put a punch in there and punch his ticket as far as, you know, getting buckets for us and getting that kind of going. We've also talked about, I don't know if you listen to this podcast, but we've also talked about how often the ball gets sticky inside Barton's hand. And in that second unit tonight, I thought the second unit did a really good job, but especially Barton, I would say he's one of the main ones that really, really likes to hold on to the ball and do a lot of one-on-one stuff, you know, opposing to what the Nuggets offense is really all about, which is team chemistry, moving the ball around, free flowing, and really, really getting open and knowing our teammates and where they're going to be and what kind of shots they want, which the Nuggets have been hitting their stride on. But, you know, Barton has that scoring ability, like I was saying. That's a good thing. Like nights on tonight, it's a good thing when he's hitting. When he's not, that's when people start kind of bugging out and, you know, ragging on Barton a little bit. And I'll even admit, even though I was one of his biggest supporters before tonight's game, and even the game against the Sacramento Kings and stuff, he's starting to get to me with the whole one-on-one stuff. He's really, really stuck in his way. I thought he would eventually succumb to the Nuggets offense, you know, and that's really ball movement, getting his shot in the offense, but he really needs the ball in his hands to create himself stuff, and that's what he prefers to do. Shooter's going to shoot, and that's how, you know, he is as a player, but that could work against us. You know, thank God it didn't tonight, and he really went off and had a really good game. That was really nice to see from Barton, so, you know, big props up to Barton, Nugget of the Night for sure. Had a pretty big game for us, so that was nice to see. The one thing that I noticed last time that Barton had a big game, and I can't remember when it was exactly, but that he had a really big game, and the next night he came out and he was trying again. He was ball in his hand, trying to create his own shot and forcing it. He was doing too much is what happened. He ended up not having a very good game, and you can tell he was frustrated because he was really trying to press the issue of getting his scoring going, and he just could not do it. So look for that this next game. See if that trend happens again where Barton has a little bit of confidence, had a good game, and then all of a sudden we see him doing a little bit too much and working, you know, taking steps backwards instead of forward progress. So hopefully he can bring that scoring, my ideal placement for Barton would be for his scoring ability to find itself with inside the offense a little bit more than just the one-on-one ISO ball that he likes to do. Only time will tell. So far this year, that hasn't changed at all, but we'll see what happens going forward. But just real quick, guys, I wanted to share a little spotlight on one of our friends over there at the Almighty Ballin' Podcast Network.
Hey, friends, it's Joe Borelli from the Superflight NBA Podcast here. If you're looking for some NBA news that's a little off the beaten path, you might want to check out the Superflight. I have great guests from around the league to talk about all the latest NBA topics. But if you're craving some art, music, and general existential nonsense as well, I got you covered there, too. Check out the Superflight Podcast on iTunes or anywhere you download your podcasts. Or go to ABPN and subscribe. And thanks for tuning in. Now back to your show.
All right, guys, so let's get back into this real quick. There's some really, really great plays in this game. You know, some really big highlights and stuff, a couple from Jokic, and we'll get in from that. And some of the other guys, you know, we had seven Nuggets scoring in double figures tonight. Man, it was big. It was all around scoring. That's not too surprising. The Lakers aren't an amazing team, and I don't want to blow this, you know, too far out of proportion as far as how good of an offensive night this was, because the Lakers really are not that good. But we had Danilo with 18. We had Harris with 12, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. Jokic had 18, 4, and 9. Plumlee had 15 points tonight and 10 rebounds. That's an awesome, awesome line from him. That's what I like to see going forward with him. I'd like to see him keep those rebounds above 7 to 8 rebounds a game. And then, you know, if we can get him above 10 points a game too, that's good contributing minutes for us. Barton, of course, with the 22, 6, and 2. And then we had Juancho, my boy Juancho. Juancho, yeah, that boy's shot looks amazing. I love that. We'll get into that in a little bit. And then we had Murray with 22. The nice thing with everybody scoring as well, when you look across the scoreboard in general, or the box score, I should say, is there's a lot of other stats being put up on there. And that shows you how free-flowing that this team is and how well we work together as a team. There's rebounds, there's assists, there's scoring, even distributing scoring throughout the whole team. That's attributed to the selfless ball movement that this team does and the selfless work that this team wants to put in. And I think that's going to be really clutch for us going forward if we make these playoffs. It's going to be, once again, you know, how deep we are, how committed we are to as being a team together and not just one guy going off. So really good stuff to see from everybody for sure. Couple of things I wanted to touch on real quick as well, man, was Jokic's pass behind the back. that was nice, man. That was really nice. It was cool to see. You know, he grabbed that rebound. He had the two defenders on him. He took a couple dribbles, saw the fact that Barton was cutting, decided to look off, you know, look away from the passing lane, and then just dump it right behind him. That was slick, man. That he's made a lot of very, very impressive passes this year. But to see that his passes just keep getting more and more creative and the vision that this kid has, man, his ceiling is incredible. It was too bad that tonight's game was hosted on TNT just because during the whole halftime, all they were talking about was all the Lakers' legacy and how they need to get back to their reigning championship form, and very, very little talk about the Nuggets and how special this kid Jokic is. It's good to get him exposure, I guess, but, you know, I'd rather be on altitude giving them love, since, you know, they're always giving our boys love and stuff. So, or giving the boys love, sorry. But, you know, it is what it is, and I'm glad that a good game and showed out on national TV for a lot of people, and showed the league and a lot of, you know, doubters and haters, you know, what Nuggets basketball is all about and what we can do. Our record may not show it, but, you know, we've made progress every step of the year. Like I said, number one rated offense since January. We're not going to be just some pushover team if we can make it to these playoffs. I think, you know, whoever we got is going to have to really at least focus on us. So another thing that I saw a lot of people in the Twitter sphere talking about was Jamal Murray's athleticism. His athleticism is off the chain. He showed out tonight. He was dunking. He was stealing from people. Of course, his shot had 22 points. A lot of them were coming in what was garbage time, which was pretty much the entire fourth quarter. But still, I mean, that was a really good stat line. Good to see him getting going and feeling himself. But yeah, he had a couple of those dunks. So he had that breakaway dunk. He had that drive dunk as well. So, you know, a lot of people were that was one of his big critiques coming into this year, was that he wasn't that athletic. And I saw a couple of people on Twitter talking about, you know, people better stop underestimating Jamal Murray's athleticism. And they're 100% right. The kid has some bounce. He has some spring to him. He has a natural feel and touch for the game and a natural athletic swagger with the ball in his hands that a lot of people don't have. And so to see that in such a young talent, our future looks bright, man. And it was an awesome game tonight. Juancho! Juancho Hernan Gomez. That is my boy. Man, I'm starting to be my favorite player out of everybody in the team, man. This kid, his shot is so pretty. I posted something on Twitter about how beautiful his form is, and it's true. It's almost Michael-esque in his form. It's just textbook. It's pretty. It's what you want to see from a shooter. He has that nice, big, tall frame as well, so you know he's going to get his shot up above people. And there's somebody talking in one of the podcast, I believe it was Adamada, is about how the kid's always in the gym. He's a gym rat. He stays after games to get his shot up, but he's getting his shot up after games, before games, you know, and it looks flawless. His technique is beautiful. So big shout out to Juancho, man. Keep doing your thing, kid. You know, you're going to be a big part of this team, and I'm so excited to watch these guys get some more minutes and some really good minutes, and hopefully what'll be the playoffs. Don't mean to keep bringing it up, but man, it's if we can keep these strides and this defensive effort up, man, we're gonna be a fun team to watch. This is an exciting time of year for us Nuggets fans. It's been a while, so you know, don't mind us if we get a little excited. And Juancho's defense as well, I think. He still needs to learn, and I think it'll just come from getting more minutes and playing against NBA caliber type players, but I think his defense is going to be really good. I think he's going to be, it looks like he has quickness with his feet enough to switch transition and positions to really cut players off, and he has that length that I was talking about to really contend shots as well. So, man, yeah, like I said, Juancho is one of my favorites for sure. Need to get that Juancho jersey up in the Nuggets store so I can go cop it real quick. So, you know, shouts out to Juancho. The last play of the night that I wanted to talk about as far as the highlight reel goes, and this is a SportsCenter top 10, you already know what it is. It's Malik's dunk. That was filthy. That was monstrous. Recently Malik was just sent back down to the Sky Force and then just today brought back up to the Nuggets as well. And I'm pretty sure they're just doing that to get him playing time. You know, since there's no contractual obligations and there's no really muddiness in the water, they could send him down to Sky Force to go get some minutes and get some playing time and keep those legs fresh and his body in shape. And then, you know, bring him back up for these games so that way he can play and be with the team and stuff like that. Well, I don't necessarily love it. I don't think it's necessarily hurting anything either. And it's beneficial for Malik, and I'm sure he just loves, he's a competitor. All these guys are. So, you know, him playing, I'm sure, is a lot fun for him than just sitting the bench the entire time. But he actually had a couple dunks with his last game in the Sky Force, and they even posted something on Twitter about, hey, Malik can sky, you know what I mean? And that's what happened tonight, man. Zubac, that poor kid, every time that they've played us so far, Wilson put him on the post for the first time, and then Malik this second time. And I gotta say, I would say Malik's was better, man. That was, ooh, boy got up. He got some bunnies on him for sure. So watch out for Malik. He's gonna be very talented. He hasn't, unfortunately, he's gotten kind of pushed to the wayside as far as the freshmen this year that are playing with us, the rookies. But make no doubt about it, this kid is part of Denver's future. They're gonna give him minutes. He's gonna have his time to shine. Malik, keep working hard, man. You're gonna get your time. Kid, you're close. It's coming, man. You got some talent, you got some skill. His defensive effort is good. You know, he's willing to bust his butt and work hard and do what he has to do for the team. And his mentality, his player type is perfect for this type of organization that we have, to really surround a star player like Nikola Jokic, unselfish, willing to play for their team, willing to play hard. And then hopefully we can develop some defensive players in Malik and Juancho as well. That'll be really helpful for Jokic. One thing I wanted to say about Jokic too is his athleticism is growing. I didn't think, I mean, I know he's only 20 years old, but I just kind of figured he was always going to be that goofy, kind of good, big man that gets to what he does, puts up the stats line that he does. But man, just recently watching his body, and he's starting to take shape. It's starting to get more and more athletic. His footwork away from the rim, his finishing ability. The other night against the Celtics, he had the strip, and he had the strip, had his right foot planted the whole time, or it might have been his left, but either way, he had one of those feet planted the whole time, didn't take another dribble, pivoted, and just went right back up, attacked the rim, and dunked it. Now, it wasn't that crazy of a play to really mention, but what I liked was his footwork. He knew where his body was. He felt comfortable controlling his body, had that pivot foot planted, and was still athletic enough to go up and dunk the ball two-handed. That was nice to see. That was just one small sample, just like tonight. I mean, you know, he's banging with guys, which is really nice. When he first started playing with us, and I honestly didn't know who he really was, one thing that I told my buddy Logan, our co-host, you know, he was really high on his touch. Obviously, you know, that's developed to be ridiculously true, is how good his touch is. But one thing that I told Logan back then was, you know, this kid, if he can start to bang, maybe I'll like him a little bit more. And he would even do that back then, but now, man, he's not afraid to take those guys down low and start beating them up. And he has that soft touch around the rim that it doesn't matter if he goes strong, doesn't matter if he hits that little 5 to 15 footer or whatever. That boy's got touch, so he's lethal from all over the place. So watching, you know how good he is, but watching his athleticism grow, watching his body grow is just, it's just a testament to how ridiculous this kid is and how high, just truly how high his ceiling is. It's unbelievable that we have, that we're blessed with such a talent here in Denver to really, really revitalize our organization and give us a, you know, a stepping stone moving forward. And, you know, everybody put on your shades. The future is bright. The future is bright with the kids that we have on this team. Not just Jokic either. I mean, I'm talking about Malik, Jamal, Wancho. You know, hopefully Moutier gets worked back in the rotation somehow and turns it around. I don't think so, but we have a lot of young talent and a lot of prospects on this team. So good stuff going there. Well, guys, thanks for joining me on this quick little episode. Just want to keep it quick tonight. I'm going to actually try to podcast every game this week if I can. I'm going to give it my all. I can't make any promises, but definitely want to try to get a couple more pods out this week than normal. Keep them a little bit shorter, quicker, simple, to the point. Make sure to go to iTunes if you can. Subscribe. Make sure to write and review. It really means a lot to us. It helps us out a ton. And let us know, too. Give us some feedback on what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to see on the show. And make sure to get at us at Twitter at @DigInDenver as well. Make sure to get any questions, any fan submitted questions on this podcast as well, as we like to put them in roundtables as well. So make sure to get at us, guys. Like I said, if you can, go iTunes, 5-star review. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. All right, Denver, it's about to get tough. These next few games coming up are real, real strong, tough schedule against some good teams. So let's dig in. Fake niggas, mad snakes in the grass. Let a nigga know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle, nigga. Beauty, beauty. Goes for all y'all. It's beauty in the struggle, nigga. Beauty, beauty. Let me explain. Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less compared to some of my niggas down the block, man, we were blessed.